Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Ensure your pup and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say.
Good morning. It is the Sharpen Your Spirit Radio Show, and this is your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp. And you know what it is? It's 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. Welcome. Come on in. Today we have a really great little thing we're going to chat about, which is baby steps and big leap when it comes to your spiritual business. But before we get to that, I just want to fill you in on a couple things. If you are looking to go a little bit deeper on your spiritual business, hop on over to sharpeningyourspirit.com. Accept and take my loving free class that I have for you there. And I would love for you to just open your heart to being able to do things in a little bit of a different way so you can jump in to this gift given and get your spiritual business to a place that makes you happy and the universe happy. So welcome, as I said again, today it's baby steps and big leaps. And you know, this is such an important subject for this reason, and that is a lot of times we forget because we get caught up in the ruckus of our brain, the monkey talk, as I'll call it, of, you know, can I do this? Can I do that? What do I accept that I take? How do I take the next step? Should I really jump out big? You know, what do I need to do? And I thought it would be really important today to talk about some of the steps that you really need to take in your business to get yourself prepared to taking bigger leaps. And here's what you need to know. And I want you to just kind of breathe in, open your heart, and hear this. Is that if you have been called to this beautiful spiritual place, if you have been called in this human experience to open your heart to empowering another, to open your heart to heal another, to open your heart, the universe is calling you, if the divine is calling you, then you already have taken a big step. If you have already listened and started your steps toward accepting that role, then you're already taking steps toward achieving this beautiful gift and receiving this beautiful gift that God has. From my heart to your heart, from the universe to you, thank you. Thank you. That is the biggest key. The reason we're talking about baby steps and big leaps today is because one thing that happens often is that we forget that as long as we're taking some step, any step, as long as we're moving in the energy of our dreams, feels like nothing is happening. Even if it feels like I'm not sure which place to go. I'm not sure if I need to do a left step or a right step. Even if that is the case, if you are taking baby steps with your energy, baby steps with your thoughts, baby steps with your heart, or maybe you're actually taking baby steps with your feet where you're just moving on that path, one thing after another, then you have already reached the first destination on your path. And that destination is hope. That you have a hope for a greater world. That you have a hope for a greater life. That you have a hope for the lives of others. And that you have a hope for your own abilities and your own talents. So the very first step is always accepting your calling. So if you've done that, I really want you to right now kind of focus on your heart and really understand on a very beautiful energetic level that you have already done something amazing. There is no reason to beat yourself up. There are no mistakes. You've already moved forward in a beautiful manner. So let's start there. Excuse me. Self-love. If you've already laid into that or stepped into that, I'm sorry, I have a little cough. pardon me. If you've already stayed into that or moved into that, the one thing that's happening is that you're moving into that energy and that role of total self-love and total self-acceptance. Now, when we're called to this transforming business, a lot of things come up. A lot of doubt comes up. A lot of, I'm not sure if I'm good enough. A lot of grief, some fear. There's a lot of things that need to be brought up and released and let go. And you do that through learning in your own way to find your self-love. And when I say in your own way, it's to be able to find a brighter path in life. We have to first find our own inner bright light. So let me say that one more time. For you to find a brighter path in life, you first need to shine your brighter light inside. So on these steps to taking big leaps, accepting your calling, finding your own bright light, and then you get to a place where you're really ready to take a bigger leap. Because those are kind of the baby steps that need to happen beforehand. And you get to the place where you're ready to take a bigger leap. And to take a bigger leap, if you're standing on the cliff of this beautiful existence, we're really hoping you have a parachute. Because, you know, that's going to make the landing very soft. Very beautiful, and it's much better than not having a parachute. And the parachute is just an analogy for this one thing, and that is you have to learn to fold your parachute when you take the bigger leap. And folding your parachute is where you're really looking at plan of action to move from here in this moment where I've really transformed my fear into this freedom. And I know I'm ready to walk forward in this immensely beautiful, gorgeous energy that I'm being called to, this healing, this loving, this bigger step in my life. In the fold your parachute step, you're doing a plan of action, and that is, where is it that I really want to move forward in a bigger way in my spiritual business? What is it I could do today that would make a difference? Bigger leap. And you really start to look at your business in a way that's more of a business mindset. You know, as a spiritual entrepreneur, the one thing that we love to do is we love to stay woo-woo. We love to stay in that beautiful, gorgeous energy. And we can do that. But we're in a human existence, and in a human existence, you must have a plan of action. And so if you're going, well, gosh, Cindy, I don't know how to build a plan of action, then that's when you might want to take a big leap into really accepting this dream and accepting this calling and take some classes. Hire yourself a coach like myself, the more brainstorming, or as I call it, spirit storming, so you can build a plan of action that is more clear, more decisive. Am I getting the right word there? And that is necessary for you to jump off that cliff in a big way with no fear, because you know you're going to land softly and lovingly. Another thing about taking these steps, and please remember, all in the energy of moving into the flow of what your beautiful, perfect, chosen field is. Baby steps or big leaps, they're all moving into the flow of that beautiful place that God is pulling you in a loving way to come. So during this time, even if you fold your parachute just right and you get it beautiful, you get it perfect, you're going to have setbacks. And when setbacks happen, you have a choice. You take the step. Negative, that was something very fearful. I don't want that to happen again. Oh my gosh, are you going to take that setback in that energy, or are you going to celebrate your setbacks? Celebrate them, because setbacks are just a comeback, and that means that you're getting closer and closer with the baby steps and the big leaps to landing in the place that you need to land to get your business up and running in a loving, caring, beautiful way. So next time you have a setback, try to energetically have a little bit of a change of thought and change of heart around what happens with that setback. Try to celebrate, oh my gosh, I just learned something huge. What do I get out of this setback? What was it that I learned? What was valuable? What new talent did I draw to myself? What new abilities do I have now that I went through that setback? And go back to that self-worth, self-acceptance, that self-love energy, and know you are in the right place. There is no setback. You can't have a setback without a comeback. They both go hand in hand. And you know, I think if you look at your life, you'll find that you were drawn to do this because you've already leaped some hurdles in your life. You've already leaped some fences. We're pulled to doing this beautiful work, this healing work, because we have already done some baby steps and our leaps in life that had some fear, that had some pain, that were transforming to our heart, and that in the short run were difficult, but in the long run were powerful. Celebrate your setbacks. Our last thing to do is lighten your load. You know, we spend so much time and so much effort to looking at that things are more difficult, or this is more of a struggle, or what if this doesn't work? Send light to your load. Send loving, energetic light to the things that are keeping you from taking steps forward. After you listen today, is that you think about some of these things, and I will go over them before we tune out. But I want you to start taking a list of what are the things that I allow to kind of hold me back from taking steps forward, and send light to those things. Look at them with a loving eye not your critical human eye. So today, in big steps, or baby steps and big leaps, the point of today was, how do we get ourselves into a brighter path and a more loving path with our business? How do we get ourselves moving forward? And sometimes we'll take baby steps. Sometimes we'll jump off that cliff with our parachute on our back. But how do we prepare ourselves with that? And so the very first one is really getting in the gratitude that you're either in the place and you've done it, or you're getting to that place where you're accepting your calling. Really getting grateful around that. Really thanking God for this gift that He's giving you. The next one is self-love. And that is where your gratitude goes to complete 100 acceptance in your ability, 100% acceptance and love of self that empowers you to take a step in this direction. And then you might be ready for a big leap. And if you are, fold your parachute. Make a plan of action. Get involved in a group. Get involved with a coach. Get support. That is the support piece. Don't try to do it by yourself. Don't jump off of, sure, you have somebody to hold your hand. Celebrate your setback. Know that a setback is just the next step to a comeback. And all you have to do is stay in the loving energy of, what am I learning? What did I get out of this? What transforming ability did I find about myself? How is this going to help my journey be more valuable? Instead of letting your setbacks bring you lower your energy, let your setbacks power your energy to take another baby step forward. Lighten your load. When something comes up or you have things that are holding you back, whatever those are, whatever hurdles are happening for you, whatever walls are coming up, send light to them. Send light to them. Because what you want to do in forward movement, sending energy forward that doesn't bless your business, you want to send energy forward that allows the light to come to you and others. And so you need to send light to those things that maybe feel like a struggle, maybe feel like you've made a mistake. And you just lean back into that self-love and take another baby step forward. And that's what keeps you in the flow of your business. So that is our 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. Please follow me here on Blog Talk. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter. I have a YouTube channel that helps you with some really neat little quick ideas like we have done today. And then come on over to sharpeningyourspirit.com and take the free class. And this is Cindy Sharp. I thank you so much for spreading your love and light on me today by showing up. You know how we end this show. It's 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive every Friday morning at 9 o'clock. And all you have to do is accept this. Love, light, and a big kiss. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Hey, I love you.